going with another hour of information here for you. On the Memorial Day weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, this is his way of helping you with your health. Your health and well-being is number one on his hit parade. Other than taking care of his family, his practice is what he's devoted to. And he's here practicing. I don't even like that word. He's here dispensing, helping, if you will. The whole idea of practicing law, it more applies to lawyers than it does to doctors, because I always feel whenever I'm around a lawyer, he's practicing or she's practicing, because they charge you to find out. I mean, that's an interesting, if you don't mind me going down the street with you for a second. How you decide what you can charge a patient for the work that you're doing. Is it based on your knowledge and your training? How do doctors versus lawyers, you don't charge by the hour.
Yeah, but, well, this is an important fact that unfortunately most don't realize. The way medicine is set up today, doctors are price controlled if they take insurance, because I have almost no control about what I can charge my patients. This is a great challenge, and you can hear in the voice in the first hour all of the people who have the mechanics of medicine, but they don't have the personal touch that we've had in the past, because doctors are getting paid a lot less for what they do. They're totally out of control in setting their rates, and they have to see more people in a shorter amount of time. And the net result is that the personalized care that we had and what most doctors enjoy giving gets excluded when you have to pay the bills. And as a physician, I have almost no control over what I can charge a patient, because if you participate with an insurer, you sign an agreement, a contract, that you will provide service at a set fee. And the fee is determined by the insurance company, sometimes with a little bit of negotiations, but it's usually like sitting on a seesaw with an elephant. And let me tell you, the doctor's usually not the elephant.
I can see your face as you say that. You have such a wonderful way of expressing yourself. That's one of the reasons I love you, because you have a wonderful way with words and the expression, and people can tell that you're speaking from the heart, as they can tell when you're talking to them about their problems. 888-553-7536. Margie is in Covina, California, listening to KFWB. Go ahead, Margie. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hello, Dr. Ken and Doug. My question is regarding calcium. I'm taking Actinel and 5,000 IUs of D, and I also take a Silver Centrum a day. But I heard on the news 2 days ago that calcium can cause fractures, and I just got through having a fractured pelvic, and I do have bone loss. I'm at -3. 3.0, and I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on this calcium.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned calcium and what you're discussing, because what I saw this week in the calcium news came out of the medical journal Heart this past Wednesday, that taking calcium supplements to help stop bones from thinning put people at a greater risk of having a heart attack. Again, this was published in the medical journal Heart this week. It was a study of about 24,000 people ages 35 to 64, and those who regularly took calcium supplements, Margie, had an 86% more likelihood of having a heart attack than those who didn't.
Oh my goodness, and I'm 70, going on 73.
Well, what I think is important about this study, because this is not the first study that brought this up. I mentioned this about a year ago from another study that looked at this. And because remember, the calcium is in your blood and in your bones, and you don't want it to get into the inner lining of your circulation, because it can cause hard plaque. And this can interfere with the circulation of blood. Usually soft, fatty plaques rupture, but hard, calcified plaques can rupture. This is what triggers a heart attack or a stroke. But
well,
my recommendation, is that if you take calcium and do it with the help of your physician, make sure you take it with vitamin D, because most of the studies have shown that if you take the calcium with vitamin D, you do not increase the risk of a heart attack.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
All right. Aren't you glad you called, Margie? Thank you. And best of luck. 888-553-7536. The Good Day Health Newsletter for this week and this weekend. The latest news in what area, Ken?
This week, it's the latest information about keeping your kids healthy, your pediatrics, and what more important part of your life, or you should make it the most important part of your life than your kids.
And if you're on a farm or you've been exposed to pesticides, you may be very interested. As a matter of fact, you ought to be very interested in what Ken has to report here based on the scientific research he's done this week, put it together in the newsletter, which comes out every Friday. You can get it emailed to you free. There's no ads in it. Nobody's trying to get anything out of you. All we're trying to do, as skeptical as some people are, isn't it amazing how cynical some are? Oh, there's got to be something in it for them. Helping you out, there's nothing wrong with just asking you to read something that may be helpful.
I get rung on the ladder to heaven. That's what's in it for me.
All right, there you go. So sign up. Go to drkenshow.com and sign up, or you can go to dougstefan.com. Look for Dr. Ken's friendly picture. Click on that. It'll give you the little box. It'll say, do you want to sign up for our newsletter? And you'll say, yes, because I want to learn about what Dr. Ken has learned that may affect me this week. Emails to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com and Doug at dougstefan.com. And your calls continue at 888-553-7536. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Memorial Day weekend at Ace, get a Craftsman cordless trimmer blower combo. Was $119.99, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or pick up Miracle-Gro 2-cubic-foot potting mix, $9.99 each with a $4 mail-in rebate available. So get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace stores May 25th through 28th may not be combined with other offers. Limit 2 rebates total for Miracle-Gro purchases. Additional conditions apply. See store for details.
A wave of new veterans has returned from war. Now they face a new battle here at home. VFW needs you on our side in the fight for jobs for veterans, education for veterans, health care for veterans, and justice for veterans. It's time. Show your support at VFW.org. Please, they need you. Be there right now for veterans. VFW. No one does more for veterans.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
888-553-7536. Okay, here's an email, and this is from a fellow named Forbes. Going back to the last hour, we were talking about health tests. We were specifically talking about the news this weekend about PSA tests. I've got the TSA on my mind. Wait till I tell you the story about what I experienced at the TSA yesterday. Anyway, the PSA testing for prostate cancer, the advisory panel, your friends and mine in the government say no to all routine PSA tests. So we were talking about that. And this person wants to know about, in general, health tests that are needed. Are there, or what are, I guess is the better question, disease screening tests that make a difference, especially if you are a healthy adult? What do you need to know about the whatever kind of tests there are that seem to be done, at least in my case, we've talked about this, in league with your general regular annual physical? What do you need to have done? If you don't need the PSA test, what kind of blood test do you need? What kind of other tests is what this fellow is asking?
Well, the first thing you need to know is the person's age. You need to know the person's other medical problems. You need to know what risk factors they have for any illness. You need to know any family history of problems that run in the family. So it's a little bit hard without knowing a little bit more about this person what to tell them. But definitely for all of us, we should know our weight and what our ideal body weight is. We should know what our blood pressure is, what our heart rate is, our cholesterol reading is very important to know. We should know our blood sugar, and probably even better, our hemoglobin A1C. And how often to do this is very much a factor of your risk factors for the underlying issues, what your prior numbers showed, and how old you are. After that, you know, the screening gets pretty specific. An interesting area of screening that actually everybody agreed on this week, including the government, is now screening people for lung cancer who were smokers in the
right.
past.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the medical news this week that the Journal of the American Medical Association, we learned this week that new lung cancer screening guidelines from three medical groups recommend annual scans for those aged 55 to 74, Doug, who've had a history of smoking at least one cigarette pack daily for 30 years or two packs for 15 years. So here's a very specific screening issue. If this person who emailed wants to call and tell me a little bit more about themselves, you know, I'd be glad to let them know. But certainly screening for blood in the stool, a colonoscopy at age 50 for all of us. Women definitely need to get, their pap screens and then their pap smears and then talk to the gynecologist about, depending on the first one, how often to get it after that. And guys, you know, talk to your doctor about whether you should still get the PSA.
Here we go, 21 after, more from Dr. Ken coming up.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Ken is here with Dr. Ken's got all the licenses. You should see his office. He's got this license, that license, every license. He's got more licenses than Carter has pills, is the old expression.
I guess you don't need any wallpaper then.
No, right, you don't. I have no licenses, but I still practice anyway. 888-553-7536. Once in a while, there's something that comes along that I have little expertise in, and I'm happy to throw in my experience and my thoughts, but mostly this is on Ken and on you to ask the questions well. At 888-553-7536, we have caller Mark from Surf City, North Carolina. Where are the Beach Boys when we need them?
Well, the Beach Boys are resurrecting themselves. They're on.
They're great. They sound great. All right, so Mark, you're on with Dr.
Good morning.
Ken.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Mark,
I heard you talking.
Mark, before you start, I want to do health screening guidelines for you. I was trying to explain to the email how it's sex and age appropriate. So you're obviously, your sex is a male. How old are you?
55.
Okay, so let me tell you what your health screening guidelines should be, because, again, it's based on your sex and your your age. So you should know your blood pressure, your cholesterol. You should have your colonoscopy done to check for colon and rectal cancer. Get your teeth checked. You know, you have to get that dental health optimized. You should have a check for diabetes. I like the hemoglobin A1C. You should have your eyes checked. And I still think a guy like you should have a PSA done and also make sure you're at ideal body weight. That's the kind of health screening that I would do for a male at your age.
And colorectal, because I lost my father to colon cancer.
Exactly. So how can we help?
I heard you talking earlier before about the physician's fees and getting squeezed by the insurance companies and such.
Welcome to my world.
I caught an interesting statistic a while ago that I wish I had written down the exact numbers, but the average physician graduating medical school in 1960 spent about 4 years paying off his or her student loans. In 1980, that figure had increased to a little over 6 years. In 2000, it was over 12 years. The average physician graduating from medical school spends paying off their student loans. Between the increasing cost of education and the decreasing reimbursements from the insurance companies, they're taking away all incentive to become a doctor.
Some of my colleagues tell me they're making better than the minimum wage right now, but not barely. When I was in college, when I was in high school, clearly, the best and the brightest, everybody wanted to be a doctor. I hang around the high school friends of my daughter. I hear hardly any of them, and even among the brightest students in the class, hardly any of them are talking about wanting to be a physician. It's scary.
Right. There's no incentive. And even if you get into it for the humanitarian, the truly altruistic reasons, you can't spend the time with the patients that you need to
I don't know who's going to take care of the people in the next generation, but it is so different. Everybody, when I was in high school, that was the number one desire, was if they could only become a physician. And today, you know, it's Dancing with the Stars. It's a you know, American Idol. It's becoming a star. But I don't hear, you know, some of them talk about computers, but I don't hear hardly any of them aspire. Occasionally one will come up to me and ask me, you know, how do you do it? But it's so different than it was 40 years ago.
Absolutely. I thought you just find that statistic a little bit interesting.
Yes, yep. It is. The cost, you know, $50,000 a year undergraduate for many people, and then another $50,000 a year for medical school, add it up.
That's Brad.
And and then we don't have any control over our fees once we're out there practicing. We are price controlled. And if anyone doesn't understand that, you know, doctors will send you a bill. I can bill you $1,000 for looking at your sore throat. But what I'm paid is determined by a fee schedule, and whatever the insurer states I'm going to get paid, that's all I'm paid. And if you're dealing with Medicare, you know, Medicare sends you a fee schedule, either take it or leave it. There are a very small group of physicians who go off the reservation and practice off of insurance, but it's very hard to do that. Very few do it. And in fact, there are some legislators who are trying to outlaw that and make us, anyone who would want to do that, doing something illegal. So I don't know where this is all going to go. There is a subgroup of doctors who practice concierge medicine, and you know, but again, I don't know where it's headed.
28 past the hour.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
To earn your stripes, the stars and stripes from Dr. Ken, as we discuss your health and well-being. Phone lines available at 888-553-7536. We're here broadcasting live, as usual, every weekend, 52 weeks of the year. Dr. Ken is here, and I try to be here as well to help sort of guide the conversation a bit. Ken doesn't need much help from me, but it is nice because I enjoy listening to him as much as you do and pick up information, and that really is the name of the game. As they say often, as they, whoever they are, information you get, the power that you feel in your life is built around information. You need information to be a powerful human being, and there's certainly plenty of medical information available. It's interesting to get it synthesized. Some people get the wrong info depending on your sources, but let's try to bring it all together so that you can benefit. 888-553-7536 as Jason becomes our next star on the air with a question for Dr. Ken. Jason's in Buffalo. Hi, Jason. You're on the air.
Good morning. Dr. Ken? Basically,
yes.
My question is, the FDA, what is the process? Who are they? How is it done? How long? And the other part of the question is, I was a medic, an Army medic during the Vietnam thing, and I don't know if you remember when they used to give shots with the gun in the arm. There was a gun you would put on the arm and it would shoot medication
shoot,
into
shoot,
the...
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, I know that no longer exists, but was that approval? Because I do use the Veterans Administration a lot because I am a disabled veteran.
Jason, thank
And what is the process of how the approval, where, when, how, who, what, bing, bang, boom?
Jason, you have internet access?
No, yeah, but, you know, I'm not that great at it.
Well, because it's a rather, I'll just give you the big picture, the nuts and bolts. But the details are at the FDA site, and you can read all about development and approval process of the drugs. And, you know, it's just hard for me to give you all the details. But in general, if you want to bring a new device or a drug to the marketplace, you do need to go through the FDA, and you need to show that it's safe and effective in an equivalent basis to what they've already approved. So you have to go to the FDA with what you're going to ask for approval. They will then ask you to submit a research study that will demonstrate to them beyond any doubt that your product is safe and effective, equivalent to what they've already approved. They'll read your research proposal. They'll make you tweak it until they're happy, and then you bring a big bag of money, and because this process is not inexpensive, and then you start your study, you collect your data, you write up your report, and then you submit that to the FDA, and then the FDA determines whether you have done what they've asked them, you've done what they've asked, and then there's often a committee that recommends to the FDA initially, and then there's the FDA meeting officially on the issue.
Okay.
All right. So that's how it works, sir. Thanks for the question. That's a good question. 888-553-7536. How does the FDA approve things? There are any number of medical journals. How many different medical journals do you read a week, Ken? What comes across your desk?
There are 3,000 medical journals published each year. And, you know, I read between what I get and what I read online. You know, that's a good question. I've never really counted them all up, but
all right.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah. V is in Los Angeles. Hi, V. Welcome in.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
For the longest, I thought I had arthritis in my left hip, and then I had a colonoscopy, and the doctor told me that I had colonitis, and that it was an infection. It's an infection of the colon. So she said that the only thing that can be done for it is to let it work itself out of the system. So I turned to holistic medicine, and he told me that I would have to more or less become vegetarian or a vegan to more or less heal it. And so since it's so new, maybe you might have some more information on it for me.
I'm a little unclear about the diagnosis. You went to a conventional, traditional GI doctor?
Yeah, I have.
Initially?
I had a colonoscopy.
Okay, you had a colonoscopy, and did they tell you you had ulcerative colitis?
No, colonitis. Infected colon. It's new. It's called colonitis. It means infected colon.
Uh-huh.
And not colitis. She said it's a rather new, not discovery, but it's kind of new.
Name.
So there's not that much information on it.
And what did she tell
you? Pain.
Go
ahead.
And she spelled it colonitis?
Yeah, she said
it's
itis
so,
means
it's so new, there's nothing written about it.
But exactly, that's what she said.
That doesn't compute.
But colonitis,
all right, so where do we go from here? That Ken says nothing that exists.
I think you should go see another GI doctor to confirm the diagnosis and make sure that you have the right diagnosis.
All right, so find out what the right name is, V, and then get back to us, if you will. 888-553-7536. Uncomfortable, expensive, and a general pain. I was just looking at an email that came from somebody named Mayo that relates to the same thing. The people who are dying from colon cancer, the colonoscopy exam cuts in half your risk. Is that sound right to you? I think that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no such word in medicine as colonitis, colonitis. I have to take great exception. And so I think our last caller has, you know, it's like playing telephone when you're a kid. By the end of the line, often there's some confusion. I mean that politely. Go back, ask the GI doctor to write it down for you. Go to a traditional GI doctor first and get the diagnosis. Get someone to look at this. Somebody's confused.
Mm. There are a lot of alternative medicines, if you will. I put that in quotation mark. Alternative therapies for problems you may have with your colon. There's actually somebody wrote about a non-invasive colonoscopy that may be just as effective. What do you know about that, if anything, Ken?
I think you're talking about the virtual colonoscopy.
Yeah, it doesn't use X-rays or the camera.
It uses a CT scanner with contrast, and instead of having to, you know, I want to be polite here, and instead of having the colonoscopy tube inserted up your bottom,
Right.
And interestingly, I saw a survey this week. There was a study asking people which they would prefer to have. And I was intrigued. Which do you think won, a colonoscopy or a virtual colonoscopy?
I think probably the colonoscopy, because more people have heard about its success in the virtual one. They don't know about the successes with it. Is that right?
That's why you're so popular on the radio. You're right.
Thank you.
It's counterintuitive, but
yeah.
You're right.
People are funny. They want to go to the safe. They'll take safety sometimes over service many times. 888-553-7536. RD is in Burlington, Iowa. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, hello. Enjoy your show very much.
Good,
yeah, I'm on blood thinner, Coumadin Warfarin, and I've been on it for probably 15 years. What causes the blood to thicken to where I have to be on this, and will I ever get off of it?
Well, there is let me untangle your question, because there is a medical problem called polycythemia vera, where it's the opposite of anemia. It's where the blood counts, not low like you have an anemia, but the blood counts are actually way too high. And this can be due to a number of things. It can be the bone marrow just makes too many red blood cells. They're out of control. You can have a mutation that causes it. Often people who smoke, who have emphysema, they often, to counteract the lungs that don't work properly, their body, curiously, smartly, makes more red blood cells, so there's more oxygen-carrying units. Even though you can't get as much oxygen into the body, it's a compensation to deal with this. Were you told that you needed the Coumadin because they're trying to prevent you from clotting, which can occur if you have if you've had a stroke, a clotting stroke in the past, if you have atrial fibrillation, if you have a heart valve? When you were told that you have thick blood, sometimes there are genetic reasons why you can have, and it's a mouthful, what's called a hypercoagulable state, where your body just tends to clot. There's a defect in the clotting mechanism, which is usually around to help prevent us from bleeding to death, but in some rare genetic defects, your body just starts to clot inappropriately. So kind of focus me a little bit. RD, why are you concerned about this?
Well, you know, you hear a lot of stories about the warfarin and this rat poison. And
but why was it why was it prescribed to you specifically?
I have clots, blood clots.
So you clot more easily than the average person?
Yeah, really, really bad. If I don't take this, my blood count goes, or as far as the thickening of it, they claim you got to be between a 2 and a 3. Well, if I don't take this medicine, I go down, down, and down.
Well, RD, have you had blood clots before?
Oh, yes.
Okay, do you have what's called, have you seen the blood doctor, the hematologist, and they have told you you have what we call a hypercoagulable state?
Well, I don't know for sure about that.
Did they tell you you have a genetic issue, an inherited issue?
No. No one
why
in my
did they,
family.
Why
that
did
I
they
know.
Tell you? Why did they tell you that you have blood that easily clots more easily than the average person?
Well, because I get blood clots.
No, but why? Why do you get blood clots?
Because my blood thickens.
Okay, we're going around.
Yeah, we're going around in a circle. Why does your blood thicken is the question that Dr. Ken's trying to figure out, and it doesn't sound like you know, so maybe that's the question. You're asking Dr. Ken something.
RD, you need to talk. I hope you're seeing a hematologist if you have blood that clots easily.
Well, I go to the VA, and they deal with it.
Right, but you, I mean this politely, you have a knowledge deficit. You have never been told what your diagnosis is, why your blood clots more easily, and they should explain this to you.
All right, sir. We appreciate the call, and hopefully you'll be able to get some of that information corrected. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Eat this, don't eat that. Cut carbs, cut fat. What's an eater to do? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Every day, consumers are bombarded by conflicting and contradictory information about nutrition. And by far the biggest source of confusion is fats. Monica Reinagle, author, licensed nutritionist, and professionally trained chef, wants to set the record straight about fats.
One of the biggest myths is that low-fat diets are better for weight loss and heart health. All too often, people on low-fat diets end up eating more sugar and refined carbohydrates, which are even worse for both your waistline and your heart. I recommend a diet with a moderate amount of fat and a healthy balance of monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, and saturated fats.
The only fats you need to completely avoid, says Reinagle, are trans fats. Fortunately, many food manufacturers are replacing shortening and other hydrogenated oils with a healthier blend of unsaturated and saturated vegetable oils, such as palm oil. For more, visit AmericanPalmOilCouncil.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, an expert when it comes to blood triglycerides and things that are related to heart disease, high cholesterol, that sort of thing. That's why you've been asked to be a spokesperson for Cardiol, Ken.
Doug, high cholesterol, yes, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I do always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And this all-new, all-natural approach from Italy, it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. They're known as triglycerides. And users report excellent results in just 60 days. Yes, it's safe. Yes, it's FDA registered. Cardiol also is easy to take, just one capsule a day.
All right, so if you are having a problem with high cholesterol, we've been talking about tests and stuff all through the morning here. Get your blood work done. If it's high, the cholesterol level, the triglycerides, call this number, 888-809-6424, and take advantage of their free 30-day trial of Cardiol to lower triglyceride and cholesterol levels. It's free. Pay shipping and handling. 888-809-6424 or online at cardiol.net/Ken.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid. PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings, but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Now 53 minutes after the hour, time now for a rather extensive and hopefully enlightening conversation. When I say hopefully, it always depends on you and your interests. You've heard Ken and me talking about a way for you to deal with the wrinkles, skin care in general. A lot of you have liver spots and age spots and overall pigmentation. So there's a way of dealing with that, and here to help us understand what the best way may be for you to deal with that is Rob Martin, who works with the folks at Esotique, and Brilliance is the product. So, Ken, I'm going to have you and Rob have a conversation, because I always like it when you get down to some of the medical sides of some of these things that are supposed to be good for folks. Rob, welcome. All right, hold on a minute. I got to do my work here and get Rob on. Hi, yeah. Rob. Sorry.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Rob. Glad you're with us.
Thank you.
So, Rob, what is Esotique?
Well, Esotique is really a premier anti-wrinkle treatment, and it contains ingredients like Matrixyl, which really helps smooth out those fine lines, wrinkles, and it, you know, improves the overall texture of the skin, and it's clinically shown to increase collagen production. Now, this is key, because the collagen, that's what really makes up that matrix that supports the skin. Well, this ingredient actually increases collagen production up to 327%. And that's really an extraordinary amount, and that's what you really need. That, you get those fine lines and eventually those wrinkles because that collagen matrix starts breaking down, and so there's no support for the skin. So it's crucial. Most skin creams don't deal with this issue. They have some moisturizing, and they have a few other things in there, but nothing to really build that collagen. And the Esotique on the moisturizing side also contains hyaluronic acid, and people might know that for the joint. How great it is for the joints, lubricating joints. But it has this unmatched ability to help your skin retain moisture. It actually holds 100 times its weight in water. So the moisturizing effect is unparalleled. So now with the Esotique, you fight the wrinkles, you build the collagen, and you dramatically increase the moisture content of your skin.
So what can our women listeners, Rob, expect to get out of Esotique?
Yeah, well, they're going to see an amazing improvement in the appearance of their skin, you know, the overall tone and texture of the skin. And then you'll start seeing the fine lines, the wrinkles. They're all going to improve, and those visible signs of aging are going to get reversed. And they're such intense loyalty for this product. It's extraordinary. And one of the reasons is, and this is key, and all the women should understand this, and men too. You know, men use skin products. It's not just what's in the product. It's what's not in the product. There are all these chemicals that are in these department store products that that really undermine, again, that collagen texture of the skin. And the more they use it, year after year, they undermine that collagen grit. You know, initially they might add a little luster to the skin, but they, when you have those chemical preservatives, parabens, which, well, Doctor, you know, the parabens are very dangerous, potentially very dangerous. They're hormone disruptors, and they're in most of these products, coloring agents, petroleum byproducts. The acetique is all natural, so it's performing this wonderful job of building the collagen, moisturizing the skin, but it's healthy. You don't have to worry about the skin absorbing things like parabens.
So what are the top three things, Rob, that women say about the benefits of acetique?
Well, it's very satisfying for them because what we hear all the time is that they get compliments wherever they go. Second, they feel they look much younger than they have in years. And also, they can't believe that this one skin product, because women, many women will have 2, 3, 4, 5 different skin products, and the acetique does the job of all of them. And
right.
Also, we hear about the makeup application. You know, it's not greasy. It just goes right into the skin. You don't even know it's there.
Here's how you can take advantage of this this product, which is, as Rob's explained, Ken's asked some good questions here, why it's so good for you. Here's how you can figure out how it works. You get a free bottle of Brilliance with your Esotique order. I would like you to try it for yourself and be finished with the embarrassing brown age spots on your face, your neck, your hands. This is a limited time offer. You call 800-451-2134. That's 800-451-2134. Men also, by the way, we're going to talk about men, are having advantages, taking advantage of this, and it works well as well. Rob Martin, thank you for being here. Again, the number for a free Brilliant Skin Brightener is 800-451-2134. Call that number now.
Hi, everyone.